Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
How would you like to make $1,000 on a Monday?
I would love to make $1,000 on a Monday.
That'd be pretty nice right there.
Yep.
It can happen right now with Beat the Bank. We have three names. We're going to announce three of them. Mm-hmm. First one to call us back gets to play. It's that simple. Big Al Mack, do you have the names in front of you?
I certainly do. Here they are. Misty Burt, Ashley Pathos, Leah Gore. Leah Gore, Ashley Pathos, Misty Burt.
Pathos, maybe?
Or Pathos.
Pathos? I'm not sure. P-A-T-H-O-S. You have 10 minutes to give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Now, check it out. If none of these three people call us back within 10 minutes, it sucks for them, but it's great for the rest of you. Yeah. We'll just open up the phone lines for anybody to call in and play Beat the Bank. 10 minutes starts now.
There's still a chance.
Yep.
Big Al Mack just called out those three names, and I just noticed, Big Al, why do you have three string cheeses?
I don't know. I just went in the store this morning on my way to work and bought string cheese.
That's breakfast this
That's
morning.
Breakfast. I'm going to kick butt today. It's National Kick Butt Day, so I'm going to kick my diet's butt.
You're going to clog butt.
Clog up. Yeah. You're going to need your butt to get kicked. That's what you're going to need. Jenna went to Austin over the weekend.
I did. Yeah, I just went Friday night.
Just by
this
yourself.
This was so spontaneous. This was one of those. I was talking with a guy friend that lives here about going earlier in the week, and I'm like, well, I'll try and come across some tickets. And I had a friend that does sound for a band.
Okay.
And he was like, I got you one.
Whoa.
Like one backstage, like one all access artist pass. And I was like, okay.
Okay, cool.
And so Friday morning when we were sitting here, yeah.
Like, any stage.
Sure, sure. Wow. Yeah, you can go anywhere with those. And so I was like, that is so hard to come across. And that was such a generous offer. And I can't get another one. So am I going to not go? Like I always say no to things when I can't get a plus one because I don't want to go by myself. Or am I just going to say, I'm doing it? And the reason I said I'm doing it, and I was telling you guys Friday morning, because Radiohead was headlining Friday night, and Radiohead is absolutely one of my favorite bands ever. I've never seen them live. So I'm like, how can I pass this up? I'll get a good spot to watch one of my favorite bands perform for 2 hours. Who knows when I'd ever get to see them again?
That's
so I'm
going
to do it. So I got myself a hotel room, hopped in the car. I was like, I'm go with the flow, Jenna.
So you drove 3 hours.
Spontaneous, cool Jenna right now. Yeah, I was feeling good about myself. I get down there, can't get a hold of my friend.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, no.
He had apparently lost his phone the night before, so it took me a solid 2 hours to find someone to track him down.
Oh, man.
My ticket was at will call the whole time. I didn't know. So by the time I finally get there and I walk back there, who's the first person I see? Matthew McConaughey.
No
I'm
way.
Like, this is going to be such a great
night.
He was with his family, though.
His wife and the kids.
Yeah, so that
and
was
stuff.
My only real, like, big celebrity sighting.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was in a position that I could not take, like, no one was taking a picture. I couldn't take
Did
a photo.
Did you say hi to him or anything?
He was just, like, talking to another band.
All right.
But I thought you guys would like that.
Yeah.
He got excited.
He's not that
there.
Tall, huh?
No, and he lives there. You know, he's really into the music. So, so watching shows. So, still being go with the flow, I went to an after party.
Yeah.
After watching Radiohead, I went to an after party with a bunch of bands, and I'm like, this is cool. I feel, like, so proud of myself for rolling alone. I mean, I kind of knew a couple people, but not very well.
Were you standing in the corner by yourself?
No, I was being social, you guys.
Nice!
I know, I was being social.
Wow.
I fell in love for the night. I fell in love with someone, but then it was 2 a.m., and I got really tired, and I'm like, okay. They were leaving. I'm like, I gotta leave. So I went to get myself a cab, right? And a nice gentleman that I'd been talking to was like, let me get you a cab. So we walk outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, about to get in a cab. But then there's no cabs. And I'm all the way down East 6th Street, if you've ever been to Austin. 6th Street is where there's lots of stuff happening.
Yeah. Parties.
But now East 6th Street is under the interstate. And they've built it up more. And that's where I was, at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's still kind of like hit or miss, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like, it can be kind of seedy and kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to walk to this busier intersection and grab a cab. Because at this point, I'm like, I can do anything by myself. So I walk. And then I tag along with these two guys from Mexico City that were
Shout
there
out.
Just to see Radiohead.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm like, I should tag along with two guys if I'm going to walk.
You mean Cabeza de Radio?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I walk with these guys. We walk under the interstate. Like, there's homeless people sleeping everywhere. And I'm like, okay, well, I like feel okay. I'm with a couple of guys. Get down to busy 6th Street. And then there's police everywhere. And the bars have just let out. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's a mess down here. It's so crowded. So I'm like, okay, I'm $2 from my hotel. Bye, guys. Thanks for tagging along with me. Walk in. You know, I decided to walk 2 miles home, right? I never got a cab.
That is so far.
So I'm 2 blocks from the hotel. I'm like, gosh, I made it. I'm going to get a piece of pizza. So I get a piece of pizza and I'm
Celebrate.
Walking And then I see these two guys in front of me that are drunk stumbling. You guys, I am a block from my hotel. And I'm like, gosh, I've made it. I've made it through the dangerous parts. I've seen all of the city. And then there's these two guys wearing those picnic tablecloth shirts. You know, like the preppiest of preppy button-downs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look like a picnic tablecloth?
The ones that, Nick Adams, our associate producer,
wears?
So
I'm like two paces behind these guys, right?
Yeah.
And they're drunk, stumbling around, and out of nowhere, one of them turns around and pulls a knife!
Oh, my
God.
Apparently, he was mad at the other group of guys behind me, so I'm caught in the middle of a preppy knife fight.
Yes!
I was like, I made it the whole way. Like, all the areas you think, you know, in your own stereotypical head would be more dangerous walking from Austin back to your hotel.
Yeah.
It's the preppiest frat boys. One guy pulls a knife. I didn't know what to do.
Was it like the Sharks and the Jets?
I was like, no, it was not flamboyant at all. It was serious, and he was drunk and stumbling, and I'm like, what are the chances, you know?
Okay.
That happens a block from the hotel anyway. So I crossed the street. I looked at his friend. I'm like, dude, a knife? Your friend has a knife? He goes, I know, right? I'm like, no, not I know, right. Like, why does your friend have a knife?
Who pulls a knife?
I didn't say much to them, obviously. I just, like, kind of went across the street. I made it home, though. So that was my night.
Oh, my.
And I drove back the next day.
I mean, I carry a knife with me.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could, like, get in a argument so that would I wouldn't
because
even think about it.
It looked like they were fighting, like frat boys fighting over something, right? And then to see him like down at his side with a knife, oh my gosh, I was not prepared for that.
I wouldn't do that.
My knife is for like opening up paint cans.
Who brings a knife out to start fighting?
Nobody. Just do it like the old fashioned way if you're gonna do that.
Right.
What are you gonna do once you pull the knife? Now you gotta stab him.
You can't just pull it.
I'm sorry, I didn't stick around to see what happened.
Yeah,
right.
That's it. I
hope it was.
That was my walk home, though.
Oh, boy.
It was highly entertaining.
Oh, my.
If a cop
didn't even look back, to be totally honest.
Right.
I didn't even look back to see if there was any stabbing going on.
You weren't
going
to record and go world star?
Absolutely not. You guys, I was so freaked. He was closer than you are to me right now when it happened. I was like, be quiet, Jennifer.
How fast could you pull yours out? Is it?
How fast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, then you gotta open it.
Oh, then you gotta open it.
Yeah.
See, that takes away from the.
Hello!
Beat the bank.
Give me a minute.
Beat the bank. Beat the bank. Day off for some. Others must work. But if you win, celebrate with a twerk. Beat the bank.
All right, let's meet our contestant. Out of those three names, one called back the fastest.
All right.
And that is you, Leah Gore.
Awesome.
Right?
Right? What's up, Leah Gore? Tell us about you, girl.
Well, not much. I'm just here getting ready for work, and I got a message saying they called my name. I'm so excited.
Uh-huh. Yay.
Oh.
What do you do for work?
I work in HR.
Okay.
Oh.
Man, we need some of that up here.
Yeah, we need
HR?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with our...
Oh, we need.
Have no one to turn to.
Yeah, we have a problem. If we need somebody needs to be fired for something, there's nobody to fire them.
No.
Well, that's not the fun part of the job, but.
Yeah. What's the fun part?
Hiring.
The fun part is helping people. I like that.
Aw.
Well, good for you.
Yeah. And who called you? Who told you that your name was called?
A friend of mine, Amber.
All right.
And my stepdaughter Reagan. She also messaged me.
So you got to give him a cut if you win something right
that's
now.
That's doable right there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you got to win a lot then now because you got to cut two people off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Here's how it works, there, Leah. We're gonna put you inside the bank vault with the banker. Okay. He's gonna be giving you dollar amounts. They increase the longer you stay inside the vault with him. It can get up to $1,000. The only thing you need to say to get your money is stop. That's it. Once you say that, that's what you will win. Even if he says $1,000, you still got to yell stop because if it closes on you, you get nothing. Okay, Leah?
Got it.
All right. Al?
Yes.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling medium.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's
again,
he doesn't know,
Leah.
I don't know.
Is it the string cheese?
I don't know, Leah, but I'm not feeling great, but I'm not feeling like bad.
Al, stand up.
You feeling Monday?
Kick butt.
Why aren't you
kick
standing
butt.
Up, Al?
Yeah.
I don't know. Habit. I feel kind of medium, kind of schmedium.
Okay, I'll take that.
All right.
Okay. You go with your gut, though, Leah.
That didn't change things when you stood up? You don't
feel better?
More like kicking the banker's butt?
No.
Okay.
Still right in the middle of the road.
That's how he feels.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter. It matters once you get inside the vault and feel it out, Leah. Let's play
Beat the Bank!
All right.
Yeah.
$80.
200. 270. 340. 510.
Stop.
Oh, wow. She took your feelings to heart.
And $510 later, congratulations, Leah Gore.
Yay.
What are you going to do with that kind of money, girl?
Oh, I don't know. I have to give two cuts, so
yeah.
I'll have some fun with it.
Yeah, you can give them $10 each. That should be fair enough
there
for a text.
Yeah. At least a tank of gas.
Yeah. The rest of that you can spend on yourself, Leah, because you signed
up
at KidNation.com and we called your name. Now, just for fun, we want to see how high it would have gone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
590.
Excited about that.
Sometimes.
740.
Oh, is he going? Is he going?
1,000.
Mr. Medium.
Yeah.
Oh, Leah.
That's okay. I listen to you, Al.
Thank you, baby. Thank you. Well, I'm glad you won $510.
Yeah, you technically got more than half,
yeah.
Which is what you want to win.
Technically.
All right.
$510 for you, Leah. Hold on. We'll get you all set up. Thank you so much for listening and playing with us.
Yep.
We'll play again in less than an hour. We'll call it three more names. Sign up at KidNation.com. If you haven't done so, you only have to do it once, too, by the way. Even if we call your name you don't get in, we'll throw you back in there for you.
Yep.
Coming up next. We want to hear from you, Kid Nation. The topic is, I want to talk to the person who blank.
Okay.
This is what kind of inspired this. This is my idea, Kelly.
It's very broad.
Big Al Max got this, yo.
It makes sense to him because he has an example, right?
Extremely broad premise.
Why did you want to talk to people who blank?
I want to... First...
Listening back, it sounds nice. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't call our producer many times outside of work with work ideas, but every once in a while I will. And I did yesterday. I said, hey, Cheddar, I got an idea.
Uh-huh.
What if we...
Now, by the
way, so still repeating it sounds so.
Please do it though.
By the way, Cheddar was annoyed with Al because Cheddar's a big Dallas Cowboy fan, and Al was texting him this during the Cowboy game.
In fact, I called him because it was so hard to explain. I couldn't text it, but I was watching the game too, and I saw this commercial that I love right now. It's the commercial with Ice-T saying, "Hey, it's lemonade." He's sitting outside a lemonade stand. You've seen the commercial.
He had the boombox behind
that
him.
Is Ice-T? Nope, it's lemonade.
Is that iced tea?
Lemonade.
Iced tea?
What's with these people, man? Lemonade. Read the sign.
I love that commercial.
I love this commercial. So we're sitting there laughing about the commercial, and I said, I want to talk to the guy that came up with that idea. Because it's so... I'm kind of in marketing a little bit. And it's so... It's such a great idea. I just want to talk to this person, see if they got a raise.
Do you want to talk to people who write commercials?
No.
No, the guy that came up with that commercial.
With that commercial. So I said, I was asking somebody, so who would you like to talk to? Who, you know, what guy that you don't know would you like to talk to? I know, it's very difficult to explain, Kelly. And
which makes a great radio call-in bit.
Which means also...
It's not difficult. I want to talk to the person who blinked. Like, I want to talk to the person who first tried cow milk.
Thank you, Kelly.
I'm JC, by the way.
So you're not going to talk to them.
Yeah,
this is just to spout off, like, I want to talk to...
Well, maybe. Maybe we can actually find out.
We're not going to find the first person who sampled cow milk.
But we can talk to the person that came up with this guy.
I want to talk to the preppy guy that pulled a knife.
Bit killer.
Yeah.
Like, why are you carrying a knife around?
Yeah, all right. I want to talk to the person.
But wait, we're not going to get a hold of him.
Let me just ask this. Did Robert say yes to this?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Oh, wow.
So here's the thing.
Menadora de Chiste.
We can't get in touch with him, like, right on the spot, but we might be able to talk to this person in a day or two or a week or whatever. So,
okay.
But now we just want to know who Kid Nation would like to talk to.
I want to know.
Kelly.
Is that the bang ball?
The ball
Kelly, who do you want to talk to?
I'm good.
I want to talk to the guy that thought this was a good idea.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You guys are doubting it, but watch.
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 No, I don't doubt that Kid Nation will have some interesting I want to talk to the guy who's, but...
And maybe we can get in touch with that person.
Maybe we can just have them email you. You know?
Somebody get Marconi on the phone, because this next break.
That's what would have been good, Al. You get the emails, then you set it up with the actual person, and then they call and say, I want to talk to the guy, and then you have the guy.
No, 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 Jenna. We are going to hash this out on the air.
I want to talk to the person who...
Call
blank.
Us up. Yeah, call us up.
Yeah.
And and who approved I want to talk to the guy who? Whatever happened to I want to talk to the person?
We'll take credit for it.
Person.
Sexist bit idea.
It's approved. Oh, okay. I want to talk to the person.
Thank you.
Person.
Yeah.
Who? Blank.
Thank you, JC, for your love. I appreciate that.
Hey.
Thank you,
man. I have nothing but high expectations
Thank
for
you.
This.
Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be back.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Congratulations to Leah Gore, who won $510 with Beat the Bank. Don't forget, we're going to play again. Less than an hour away before the hour is over. We will get you in again. We'll call it three more names. But we were talking to Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
And he had the genius idea while watching football yesterday.
I was watching this, what I think is like a genius commercial. Iced tea at a lemonade stand, little kids at the lemonade stand, and people walking up. Hey, iced tea.
Very punny.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Is that iced tea?
Nope, it's lemonade.
Is that iced tea?
Lemonade.
Iced tea?
It's with these people, man. Lemonade. Read the sign. Lemonade. Read it.
Okay.
Delicious.
Iced tea at a lemonade stand? Surprising.
Yeah, it's funny.
Funny.
What is... I forget what the commercial is actually for.
Geico.
Yeah.
Who does very clever commercials.
They do.
Very clever commercials. And
in
it made me...
this one.
It made me just bust out laughing. I'm like, I want to talk to the person that came up with that concept, that idea. It's funny to me.
So now we're doing, I want to talk to the person who blanks.
Blank.
This in from Twitter. Hot opinions coming in now.
Okay, good.
Why do you guys do all the good radio bits on while people are on vacation for Columbus Day?
Right.
Is that the tweet you saw? Because I saw all the good radio bits are taking vacation for Columbus Day.
Oh, man.
That's another one we got. Mm. I try to... stay with the positive.
JC knows my ego is very fresh.
That's my man right there. I like when Al comes up with good stuff like this. From the text, by the way, our phone number, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
If you're going to text, that's the number. Otherwise, calling, you could use 1-800-5-GEEK-IT.
I want to talk to the person who designed open tracks on the floors of family vehicles. Worst concept ever.
That's very specific.
Okay, well, you know what? That's who you want to talk to. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I respect that.
Okay, Al, write that down.
Right. You got to find out. Follow up. You got to find all these.
You're responsible for this.
Okay.
Becky wrote us and said, even though I love him, I wish I could talk to the first person who saw a raw oyster and said, hey, I'm going to put that in my mouth.
Yeah, somebody had to be the first.
Mm-hmm. What, Kelly? Right.
Write that down.
That's a
find
great one.
That person.
I bet it was Christopher Columbus.
Happy Columbus Day, everyone. I want to talk to the person who decided a 5-day work week and a 2-day weekend seemed even. It's from Megan. That is a very good one.
Very
right
good
there.
Point, Megan.
Because there are some countries who do even it up quite a bit.
I found out yesterday that in Ethiopia, it's like 5 days different than it is like right now.
What?
How?
Yeah.
So today Ethiopia today is Saturday.
Aren't they just like 12 hours?
If this was pulling my, he was like a Uber driver. I said, "What time is it?" He said, "It's a whole different day in Ethiopia."
Not
I said,
five.
Maybe this is the time
it's the next
difference.
Day.
He said, "No." He said, "It's like October 1st or something." He told me something like crazy.
So not even. So they're way behind? They're in the past?
That's what he told me.
Right now in Ethiopia, it is 3:18 p.m. on Monday, October 10th. So they're actually the same day. They're just
a few
hours behind.
Not even, they're not even 12 hours ahead.
But you know what the sad part is you believed him.
I did.
5 days ahead?
That there's somewhere on the planet that is 5 days behind everyone else.
New Year's Eve celebrations, you see where it starts.
My mind was blown.
No one's 5 days ahead.
You thought there was some place on the planet that is 5 days behind?
I've never been to
Maybe
Ethiopia.
English was a barrier and he meant 5 hours.
Let's stick with one bit at a time here. One problem at a time. I want to talk to a person who...
I want to talk to the person who's 5 days behind.
Wow.
Whoa. All right. Lucas, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. We're doing the Marconi award-winning bit.
Are we doing great? I don't think Al's doing okay. Like, I do not think that you're mentally okay.
He's fine.
I heard him. I heard his bit, and I was like, hey, I know who I want to talk to.
Who?
I want to talk to the guy who decided that using magnets was the way to go for storing information on computers.
That is pretty, that's
magnets?
Mind-blowing. Yeah, magnets.
I know it's a little heady and everything, but I teach computer maintenance.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, what in the world were they thinking when they said, yeah, let's do this. We're going to use magnets.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I didn't know they used magnets.
Now you do.
Yeah, you do. See?
I thought if you put a magnet up to something electronic, it messes it up.
Does it?
It has with your...
You got to positively and negatively charge the magnet, and that's how it stores what it is.
Huh.
See, you're way too smart. You're way too smart.
Lucas, if Kelly Raspberry was a magnet, would she be a negative or a positive charge?
Oh, she'd totally be a positive
charge. That's right.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Right there.
He's been listening.
Thank you.
Well done, Lucas.
You got another one fooled, Kelly.
Have a great day, Lucas. Hopefully we find that magnet man.
I just needed the right person to bring it out in me.
Okay.
Because look what I have to work with.
What?
Ethiopia is 5 days behind America.
Okay,
and I have to come in here and be positive every day.
I'm gonna find this man
working next to this.
I'm gonna find
this. He thinks Ethiopia is 5 days behind.
This Uber driver. I'm gonna find this. I'm gonna talk to the guy. That's another.
You're gonna get him fired. Is what you're gonna do?
I'm gonna talk to him.
Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
So you want to talk to the person who?
I want to talk to the person that flat ironed their eyelashes. Whoa. Because my flat iron has a warning not to do it, so that lets me know that somebody must have done it at least one time.
Oh. Well, maybe people think any hair can be flat ironed, right?
Apparently. I don't know. I mean, something that's like 400 degrees I wouldn't want to put on my eye, but apparently someone must have done it, and I want to talk to them.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you.
I feel like there are people out there who would take that as a challenge. I'd be like, what are you?
Don't do that.
Yeah. Or what?
You know, it's going to be the next trending challenge.
Or somebody, somebody apparently did it and they sued the company.
And, right.
Yeah, the company.
And they won.
On there.
Yeah.
Don't flat iron your eyebrows.
Yeah, just look for the person without eyebrows.
Lashes.
Yeah.
Can you flat iron your eyebrows?
You could probably flat iron any hair if it's long enough.
I do get some pretty long ones.
They make heated eyelash curlers for that reason.
Thank you, Ryan. Let's go with Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey.
Hey.
Who would you like to talk to the person who?
Created IBM supercomputer Watson.
Yeah.
A lot of computer talk.
Me too.
I think they did that last night on 60
Al's
Minutes.
Bit have smart people calling in.
Yeah, how come the smartest people are calling?
That's who I relate to most.
And, did you have a fun fact about the Ethiopian calendar?
Sir?
He doesn't want to get your back on that one.
Oh,
I think he was going to do a bit.
Oh, okay.
But he's like, nah, I'm smart. I'm going to keep it where I'm at. Thank you, Jack. Have a wonderful day. I agree with Suzette. Suzette.
Yes, sir.
You'd like to talk to the person who?
Decided to put those two idiots in the Sonic commercials.
Oh, you don't like them?
Oh.
Well, I mean, they're just like average people you would see maybe shopping at Target or wherever, and they don't have Hollywood faces. They don't seem to have the personalities, but they put them on commercials, and for whatever reason, they're freaking hilarious, but they just don't look like commercial people.
Right.
I mean, they're supposed to look like us,
They're improv comedians.
Yeah.
And they do that all off the cuff, right?
Yeah.
They don't have any lines.
Sit there
it's all improv.
They record a lot of that stuff, and then Sonic decides which ones to use, I think.
Hey, but that's who she wants to talk to. We can't judge that.
No.
She wants to talk to maybe the Sonic men themselves or the people who hired them.
The hirers. I'd want to talk to the guys, the actual guys, and be in the back seat, because I do like those. Hey, Sandra.
Hey.
Who would you like to talk to?
I would like to talk to the banker. He's so mysterious.
I know.
Oh, you mean our banker? Like beat the bank.
Your banker. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, can we track that down?
190. He's so excited.
Yeah,
we can actually probably make that happen. I would assume at some point.
Well, it turns out we were going to try to get him on the phone, but he's not at work today because
Columbus Day. Bank's closed. Duh.
So he's a real person, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He's real.
Yeah.
He's definitely real. Hopefully, maybe one day we can get him on and we'll talk to him. But we will have another Beat the Bank here in about 25 minutes. We'll call it three more names.
I remember being excited when I talked to the person that's Siri. You remember we all met Siri?
Oh, yeah.
We actually met Siri at a radio event, and it was actually kind of fascinating just to see the person behind the voice.
There she was.
Yep.
Just a normal-looking woman.
Siri was not nice to me. I'm just going to be honest.
She was a little...
You hate her?
She was a little reserved.
I did not say that.
You hate her a lot?
No.
Did you go Samsung on it now?
No, I never use Siri, though, and Siri in real life wasn't nice to me either. Siri's not nice on the phone.
She's very cranky on the phone.
Hold on.
What are you going to
say? Siri, what do you think about Jenna hating you?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I can't answer that.
She takes the high road, you guys.
Yeah, she does. Good for
she takes
her.
The high road all
Jenna
the time.
Jenna goes low, Siri goes high.
That's what she does.
I thought so.
What's the guy's name? Suru?
I don't know.
How come Siri has a name, but the dude doesn't?
Huh.
I want to talk to the guy who came up with that.
All right.
Hey, Becky, with the good hair.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So you want to back up Big Al Mac, huh? Are you sure?
Yeah. I dated a guy, actually, for a while that was from Ethiopia, and they have their own calendar there, and it's actually 7 years behind. They have a 13th month, and the big joke was that if I ever went to Ethiopia with him, I'd be 7 years younger.
7 years.
There you go.
He didn't tell me 7 years. He told me like 5 days.
7 years behind.
Huh. Yeah, but because
so it's
of
the calendar thing,
month,
it's
then
not...
their calendar day may be different because they have 13 months instead of 12.
Oh.
I see.
Got you. It's just not moving
so
as
is
fast
it sort
enough.
Of, well,
what?
I guess it's sort of like every country, like the Chinese have their calendar, where
right.
it's the year of the whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, because you have Chinese New Year, it might be in the middle of. February or whatever. I don't know.
But let's all get clear. We're all on the same planet and we're all within a 24 hour space of each other, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not some black hole where you can go back in time or
right.
something. Man, I really want to.
It's just Monday. That's too much for my head to process right now.
This is a good one right here. Okay. I've been wondering
oh.
a lot. I like this one right here.
All right, come on.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey.
Who do you want to talk
to? Guys? I want to know who put the alphabet in alphabetical order.
I can't tell you how much this drives me crazy. Like, who said A should go first?
You actually
right.
put
exactly.
thought into this.
Yes, and so has Andrew.
I could start with, could just as easily start with Q.
It could have.
<That's> it. Thanks for calling, dude.
Andrew.
Oh, man, y'all are awesome. Thank
you're
you.
Awesome. I would say that was successful, Al.
Thank you, JC. Took a little while to get Kelly yeah. convinced over on my side on that one.
She's okay. convinced.
Well, like, think of, when you think about it, how come numbers are the way they are? How come one is one? Why can't one be nine?
Somebody actually sat down and did language.
Why does he get to do that, though? Or why did you say he?
Could have been a girl.
Could have been a girl.
Yep.
Could have been.
And why can't we invent more letters if we want to?
I guess you
Who
could.
Who said we could only
way.
Have those?
Well, we invent words all the time, so I don't know.
So many questions.
I just got the hang of the alphabet. So
I say we continue this
it.
Bit.
No.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, how about this? We're going to hook you up for Halloween with a $200 Party City gift card.
Okay.
You want that so you could actually have a really good costume this year?
Yeah.
Find out how next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we were going to give away $1,000 to a deserving teacher right now.
Yeah.
But turns out it's Columbus Day. And a lot of teachers have the day off.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
and okay.
on that.
Most teachers, actually. I think Kelly was telling me public schools usually take it off.
Yeah, my friend's kids are in private, and they're all in school today. But that doesn't mean all private schools have school
right.
today. I don't know
right.
for sure.
So just to make sure we're not waking up a teacher on their one day off, you know, when they actually
yeah.
get to sleep in, we're going to give away that $1,000 tomorrow.
Okay,
so
cool.
we still have it. We'll just wait one day.
Cool.
But we do have something for you, Kid Nation. Halloween right around the corner. Have you ever gotten this question? What are you?
What are you?
What are you?
In that tone of voice.
In that
though.
Tone of voice?
Yeah, no.
Like, what are you?
It's one thing to say, what are you?
Yeah, nothing's worse than having to explain your costume.
Right. The worst. That's the worst phrase you could hear on Halloween because you probably tried a little hard or at least put a little effort if you dressed up. If that's ever happened to you, we want to see what you were wearing. Go to kidnation.com, send us a picture, and we could be hooking you up with one of 10 $200 Party City gift cards.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, you can create one-of-a-kind personalized looks at Party City for every style, taste, and budget. And with $200, you'll have everyone raving about your costume this Halloween and going, wow, instead of what? You can enter by Sunday, please. We got to get them all in because, you know,
hurry.
Want to make sure you have enough time.
Halloween jams. They put a smile on my face.
He did the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. I like the scary Halloween.
I learned that about my girlfriend this weekend.
What?
She came into town for the game, and she goes, I like scary things. And she launched off into this conversation. But I was stuck on I like scary things because after 4 years of dating, I didn't know that.
Hmm.
I did not. I had no idea that
she's a Jenna.
Yeah, she has a lot in common with Jenna.
We do have a lot in common and
really
stuff, clothes and stuff that we like. So I always try and help Al
out.
And
yeah,
then anytime he fails, he didn't ask me for my opinion. And it's like at some point,
right.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, I had no idea she was
cool.
into scary stuff.
She was in town for the weekend?
Yeah, she was in town. She came in for, every year when we have this big football game I was talking about earlier, she comes in and there's just a group of us and we hang out and watch the game and go to the fair maybe the following day, which we did yesterday. And
had
a good time. Yeah. So the last two weekends we've actually hung out together, but she goes, when she left, she goes, well, we don't know when the next time we're going to see each other. Like, we don't have a plan for the next time, the next visit.
You go holidays.
You go visit her and take her to a haunted house.
Yeah.
Al, that would be great, especially since now, you know, she likes scary things.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of loving stuff, I talked about this morning how I went to my fridge over the weekend, grabbed the carton of milk, did the man thing and tried to drink out of it. And then I spit it into the sink because it was just the most god-awful taste. And it wasn't spoiled milk. It was pumpkin spice milk.
Yeah.
For some reason, the people over at the milk store decided to put pumpkin spice in the milk.
Hopping on the trend.
It's in everything now, for
and they
sure.
ruined it.
Coffee, creamer, it's in everything.
Vodka, everything. Beer.
Yeah. So we got this text right here that says, I love pumpkin so much. I have pumpkin perfume. I have pumpkin lip balm. I drink pumpkin drinks before work. I eat pumpkin muffins in the morning. And every time I go on a date, I ask a guy if you like pumpkin, and he says no. I get out of there.
Yeah, guys don't have to like pumpkin.
One person who hates pumpkin as much as I probably do, probably more, is Caroline Craddock.
I don't hate pumpkin. It's just turning into too much.
Too much?
Yeah. Yes.
That's too much, what you just heard.
It's an epidemic.
Yeah. I like pumpkin bread, but that's where it ends for me. I like pumpkin muffins.
And pie.
Maybe donuts.
Yeah, I'll
there are
do the
three
pie.
Things for me that are allowed to be pumpkin.
Sure.
Candles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Coffee creamer.
Mm-hmm.
And pie.
Right.
You don't need to do any more than that.
Right. Don't need pumpkin beer?
No.
No, actually.
I like patches.
Pumpkin patches are cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a really good pumpkin cupcake last night.
See?
I found a list of some pumpkin spice things. Abominations, really.
That should not be happening?
Yeah.
Was the milk in there? Because the milk was awful.
No. The biggest one that I found was kitty litter. Pumpkin spice
pumpkin
kitty litter.
Pumpkin kitty litter?
Yeah.
Why? Why?
Well, I guess if it's got to be scented something, why not?
Well, if you're, you know, you're a basic girl and you want your cat to be basic too, so.
That does make a lot of sense, actually. How about just fresh? Like, I just prefer a fresh scent of kitty litter.
Yeah, you don't need that to be pumpkin. Oh, this I hate. Pumpkin seed tortilla chips. That you can dip in your pumpkin spice salsa.
No.
Wait a minute now.
Don't you dare mess up my culture.
No. Now, I am a little curious.
I'm down to try that.
I'm curious.
No.
That's too much pumpkin.
You don't put it in salsa.
Pumpkin spice vodka.
Yep.
You can get pumpkin spice wasted.
Yeah, I don't.
That doesn't need to be a thing.
No.
This I hate. Pumpkin spice butter.
That makes sense.
You put it on your toast?
Ooh, on an English muffin?
Ooh.
I'm okay.
See, Kelly's
you're liking with, all of this. Come I mean, on, hate it with me.
But I mean, some of it's interesting. I think it is overload.
And pumpkin butter like apple butter, kind of different, like jelly more.
That sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What else did
car
I find?
Car fragrance? Pumpkin car fragrance?
Pumpkin pie potato chips.
Pumpkin Armor All, yeah.
So they're like Lay's potato chips or flavored pumpkin, like pumpkin?
Yeah. Oh, pumpkin spice salmon.
Oh, that's gross.
No.
I don't need that.
I don't like sweet
salmon.
What
about pumpkin laundry detergent?
No.
You're on to something.
No, you don't want your clothes smelling like that.
Yeah,
Why wouldn't you? If
yeah,
you want
do.
Everything else smelling pumpkin.
Just go into Starbucks for like 5 minutes in October and you'll smell like it.
Oh.
Yeah, I could actually be down with that. I mean, it's supposed to be fresh smelling anyway, so why not pumpkin?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
It's very autumnal.
Autumny. I like autumny.
I'm going to use that one on Words with Friends and see if it's accepted.
Are you still playing?
Yeah.
Still losing?
Yeah.
Alan!
Is that it?
No, pumpkin spice peeps.
Oh! I hate peeps.
I hate peeps.
That's up there with candy corn for me.
Peeps are the worst.
Yeah, I hate peeps.
I like my peeps, but I hate the peeps candy.
They don't even taste like marshmallows, you know, and that's what drives me nuts.
It's sugar.
I like marshmallows. I like marshmallow cream. Peeps don't, I don't even know what peeps are.
Imposter.
I don't know.
Pumpkin spice lip balm. I just like, because if you can't eat enough pumpkin spice, you want to taste it on your lips.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so hoarse.
Oh, lip balm.
Oh, why are you so hoarse, Caroline?
I was rooting for my Longhorns this weekend at Al's Bar.
Yeah.
And they lost.
Yeah.
Pumpkin.
What is that?
She's hoarse.
Oh.
Pumpkin flavored burgers.
Somebody wrote me and said they have pumpkin empanadas. And we cannot deny those.
You know, pumpkin's very healthy.
Yeah, I know. Is
it? Like, you can mix just a canned pumpkin a little bit and dog's food, that kind of thing. Yeah, what if they're upset to their tummy.
What part of it do you eat? I mean, like,
the
pumpkins
insides.
are basically empty, aren't they? Like, when you carve them out, there's not a lot in
there. They got
pumpkin meat.
Yeah, the pumpkin intestines.
That fleshy stuff you take out.
Okay. It looks like puke.
That's the part.
Yeah,
you got to dig it
out. I like to eat pumpkin seeds if you put them in the oven.
They're good for your...
Do they have chewing tobacco?
What does that
Wait,
mean?
Wait, what?
What's that?
They're good for...
For what?
Pumpkin seeds.
What is that?
They're good for what?
Like for the
sexy
potty?
Time.
For the guys.
Getting you ready?
They're good for...
Like oysters?
They're good for...
Our pumpkin.
No way.
Kelly,
who told you that?
Kelly, will you
pumpkin
Google
seed?
The...
Yeah.
I thought you meant going potty.
No. They're good for guys for...
Our pumpkin seed's good for men.
Yeah.
The libido? No way.
Yes.
Like virility?
I've never heard that.
Yes.
Virility or what?
Yeah, virility.
Do you want that? Is that something you want? You want more babies?
I don't want to be more virile. Wrong
word. Prostate health.
Wrong
it's for prostate
they
health,
have,
isn't it?
Well, it's good for zinc. It has a lot of zinc in it, which is good for men's health.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
This dude told me.
They have pumpkin spice toilet paper.
What?
Yeah, they have pumpkin spice toilet paper.
Wipe your butt.
What's next? Tampons?
That's hard.
Oh, no.
I accidentally picked up some lavender scented toilet paper. It was a nightmare.
Lavender scented?
Yes. And it was a nightmare. I could not get rid of that toilet paper fast enough. I think I even brought a couple rolls up here just to get them out of my house. So I can't imagine that being replaced by pumpkin
spice tampons right there.
No.
I think it's a bit.
No.
Oh.
That's fake.
Well, if it is, that was fast. It's on the text already.
Yeah.
Well, y'all be moving, boy.
No way they're doing the pumpkin spice, those. I can't even imagine.
I bet that pumpkin girl will buy those.
Some people are really... Your wife is one of the pumpkin devotees.
Yeah, my wife is.
She drank the pumpkin Kool-Aid. Is there pumpkin-flavored Kool-Aid?
There's got to be.
I hope not. Seriously, she comes home with something pumpkin every day.
Well, it's the time, dude. It's that time.
It's too much.
And after Halloween,
that's
it'll
the thing.
Turn into
no, pumpkin. Pumpkin can take you through.
Oh yeah,
you know,
it'll
to
last
Christmas.
Christmas.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a fall thing, not just Halloween.
Okay.
Oh, but you guys, the fog machine I got. It's called the scent
for Halloween.
I need to swap it out. I'd prefer pumpkin. It's Moist Morgue. It is so gross.
What?
I didn't know that was the scent of
moist
the fog morgue? Scent. I was wondering why my house smelled kind of bad because it literally smelled like there was like someone in my attic smoking cigarettes. I'm like, this is gross. No one has ever smoked inside my house. And my friend's like, it's because the smoke machine's sitting right here. So I moved it outside to the front porch.
Yeah.
It's Moist Morgue. What?
Oh, my God.
How do you make that?
That's so gross.
Is there a hint of like death?
It smells like death.
A hint of death.
Wow. Not just morgue, but moist morgue.
Yeah, moist is...
I hate that word, moist. Ugh.
Yeah, it's not a good scent, so...
Can you bring it in? I want to smell it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm curious.
Oh, now he wants to smell it.
Oh, I'm curious.
No.
Aren't you curious to smell what
moist morgue
smells like?
We should make moist morgue candles.
It's like, you know, you've never smelled a dead body until you smell a dead body, and you're like... That smells like dead body.
Yeah.
How do you know what dead body smells like? I don't know. I just know what it smells like.
Yeah. That's like
and I wait.
Because you sometimes you're, something died in here.
Yeah.
You just know what dead body smells like without ever having to smell it.
Yeah, I had a dead squirrel in my attic that
there
one time. And that, I'm sure a dead body smells like that, but a little stronger.
So why do you need to go smell moist morgue
fog? There's baby
machine?
Diaper, basement
no.
fog.
Baby diaper, like
baby diaper, burnt flesh, gross.
Yeah, that one. Bring that one in. Mm.
I don't have that one. I'm just giving you the variety.
No, I don't need that.
Carnival scent? What's carnival scent?
Maybe it smells like funnel cake. Something like that.
Oh, that'd be so delicious. Oh, is it time for Beat the Bank?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Missed it, Trey. Hit it again. There you go. All right, Beat the Bank, round two. Win some money so you can buy yourself some moist morgue smelling, what is
fog
it?
Fog juice.
Fog juice. Don't call it fog juice, Jenna.
It's fog juice. That is exactly its name. Scented fog juice.
All right, we have three names. Right, we're going to call them out. First one to call back gets to play. We'll let Caroline, the pumpkin queen, do it.
What?
Say those names.
Oh, okay. Christy Frazier, Aaron Taylor, and Jesse Bad Cow.
Again,
Bad Cow.
Christy Frazier, Aaron Taylor, and Jesse Bad Cow.
You have 10 minutes to call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's play Beat the Bank next.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
Beat the Bank.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank. Weird things left in my bar. Never had one of these before.
Weird things left in the bar. You've never had any of
these before. I've had it over the years. I found one time a pair of men's pants in the bar when we opened up in the morning. I'm like, okay, so I left without the pants. A lady's shoe every once in a while. Perfectly working. She wasn't like a heel was broken or anything.
Fell off and she left it.
Yeah. Saturday afternoon, a girl came to me and found me. She goes, "You won't believe what I just saw in the ladies' bathroom."
A baby.
No, it wasn't
a baby. A pumpkin spice baby.
It wasn't a pumpkin spice baby. It was a pregnancy test of like a box from a pregnancy test.
What?
Was it negative or positive?
I said, the actual test thing, just the empty box in the trash can.
Was she checking to make sure she could drink that night?
And I'm like, I don't know. I was like, I don't know if she just happened to have an empty box in her purse or if she actually.
I'm having a severe case of deja vu right now.
Yeah.
You are?
Like, we discussed this in some fashion. Like, maybe there should be pregnancy tests in the bathroom at bars so you could do a quick check if you can drink or not. Did we
we have talked
like
about this for sure.
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I do tell.
But I do think we should. Just so you don't feel bad.
A quick pregnancy test. Yeah. Just so you know.
It was just weird. Like,
like, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
This was, I'm going to say 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. And this girl, she said, she took a picture of it. We just put it on kitchen. Man, you know what a pregnancy test looks like. But it was just weird. I mean,
she wanted to make sure she was good to go.
I guess so.
I think that's responsible drinking there.
All right. You know, you're doing the right thing.
I would have done it at home.
Yeah, well, sometimes you forget and you don't have time. Your friend already showed up. Live in the moment.
I mean, I've had my friend bring me a razor before to the bar, but never like a...
A razor?
A razor?
Yeah, I got to get a quick shave. Yeah.
Have a good night.
So you're sitting there with your foot on the toilet, like...
No, yeah, oh, sure, yeah. No, but just like, oh, I missed a spot on my leg, like, can you bring me your razor if I'm already on the way?
Might be making out later.
Yeah. Okay.
Be all smooth.
A razor.
All right.
Don't shave my face.
All right, let's meet our contestant. We called out three names.
Yep,
and the first one to call us back, and the one that put up with all the conversation we just had right now, Christy Frazier, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I don't mind listening to you guys.
Hi.
Thank you, Christy. What's up, baby?
Not much.
How long have you been
home cooking breakfast? I listen to you guys.
What are you making?
Eggs, toast, bacon, home fries.
Home fries. Now you're taking it to another level.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You are taking breakfast to a whole
so
new
hungry.
Level.
Oh, I gotta eat that. That's so good.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, my mother made breakfast for us every single morning
breakfast.
Before she went to work.
Oh, what was that like?
Bacon, just like Christy, bacon, eggs, and biscuits. And on the weekend, homemade biscuits.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then you run out of syrup. You don't have any Griffin syrup. She'll make some syrup out of water and sugar and a little butter in it. Make some homemade syrup.
We could talk about this for hours.
So many hours.
I'm hungry.
Are you making breakfast for anybody else in the house or just you?
Yes, my daughter.
Your daughter?
There you go.
No school today, right?
Yes. Actually, she's homeschooled.
Oh, so you got to do the
teaching.
You don't
give her Columbus Day off.
Nope. What are your thoughts on Columbus, Christy?
Excuse me?
Nothing. All right, Big Al, will you tell Christy how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Sure, Christy. We're going to put you in our Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault, and you're going to hear our banker hollering out dollar amounts. When you hear one and you think it may be close to the end, you just say, stop, and you'll stop. You'll get the last dollar amount that you heard. Now, if you don't say stop and you hear that dreaded door close, Christy, unfortunately, that means you get nothing.
You still got home fries, though.
Yeah, you got breakfast at least. Okay. That's pretty good.
All right.
I'm talking about.
All right.
Just glad I get to play.
Yeah.
Al, you want to tell people how you feel, or you've been
I've been
off?
Off, but I'm going to try it again. You're making a good... I feel good. I feel good.
Okay.
I feel really good.
Al needs to take one of those pregnancy tests.
All right.
Maybe so, but I feel really good.
Okay. Al feels good.
You know how wrong he was last time
was
he played?
Very wrong last time.
Way off.
So, I don't know. Just go with your gut, not Big Al's gut. Just remember, Al's had three blocks of string cheese for breakfast. His gut is... very confused right now.
He's great. Backed up.
Very confused gut.
All right, Christy, let's get inside the vault. Let's get ready.
Okay.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$160. $250. $300. $340. $380. $420.
Oh, that was after the door, I believe. Christy, I'm sorry. The banker was...
Christy?
I blame Al.
Yeah, you were way off both times, Al.
Christy, I have one little string cheese here left. If you,
I like cheese.
Christy, I'm so sorry, Christy.
It's okay.
All right, Christy.
Oh, man.
Talk to you guys and play.
Aw, so sweet.
We're glad we got to talk to you, too. You and your daughter have a wonderful breakfast. Mm-hmm. Thank you for signing up and playing with us, okay, Christy?
All right, thank you so much.
All right.
Dead wrong today.
What happened, Al?
I was dead wrong today, both times.
All that cheese you're eating?
But you are kicking butt. In some other way.
Because
today is National Kick Butt Day, according to Al.
It is.
It has nothing to do with the Stop Smoking campaign, according to Al.
No.
I'm trying to get Al to come box with me.
Right.
It's kicking butt.
Yeah, it is kicking butt. Literally kicking butt. It said, I looked it up to see what it meant. It said, if you've got something around the house, if you got something on your job, if you got something that you want a project
kick
to do.
Kick its butt.
Kick its butt
Al,
today.
Come on. Come to boxing class tonight with me. It's close to your house.
Come on, Al. It's right there.
I'm going to start with the treadmill.
No, you can't. You're a plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, you
got to
box.
You don't want to be walking like that.
Do we get a
boxing,
commitment?
You can stand there.
Yeah, it does hurt.
Commitment?
Huh?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, I saw that the artist that was blossoming before my eyes, Glenn Powell from Scream Queens, was in town this weekend.
Oh, yeah? Did y'all hang out?
No.
No?
Why?
I thought you said you saw him.
No, I didn't see him. I saw that he was in town.
Oh, okay. He didn't call you?
No. Yeah. But I saw that he posted on Facebook, so then I hit him up with the, hey, what's going on?
Okay, and no love back?
No. Well, he hit me back, said he was just in town for a couple hours for the football game. So if you saw him out and about after the football game, please let me know.
Oh, my God.
Why? You know he was here.
Stage 5.
I'm kidding. Elvis Presley, his brother was named Jesse Guerin.
Oh, it wasn't Pelvis.
Not Pelvis, Al. I'm so sorry
Pelvis.
To tell you.
Pelvis and Elvis?
And his we were talking about this during the Showbiz Top 5 because we talked about Princes.
I don't remember if he was stillborn or if he died shortly after birth. I'm not really sure.
But he's a twin brother. Elvis' twin brother.
And his grave is over at
Graceland.
That's what I thought.
They moved it. It used to be, it was in the Forest Hill Cemetery of Memphis, but then the fans wanted him.
So they dug him up. They dug him up.
Yeah, him and his mom were moved to Neverland. Or what's it called? Graceland.
Yeah.
Neverland. Yeah. Graceland. Neverland is Michael's.
Mikey Jackson's, yeah.
I want a land.
Okay.
All right, well, I was very distracted during the Showbiz Top 5 because I'm sitting here, and I have a perfect view of the door into the studio, and it's soundproof but clear glass, and I...
bulletproof.
And bulletproof, everything. Yes, don't come down here. And so, anyway, I see part-time Justin for, no joke, half an hour he's been in the hallway. Doing something on his phone, so I start Snapchatting him. He's dropping his phone, and it looks like he's trying to take a picture as he's dropping his phone. And you've spent, I don't know, we pay you to do this. How long have you been doing this morning?
I've been probably doing it for an hour.
Yeah,
so.
For an hour.
Yeah, an hour. It's hard. There's a social media trend going on right now for a picture.
The floating phone.
Yeah, the floating phone. Yeah, you face it towards the mirror, and you try to high-five your, key, listen to this, high-five yourself in the picture.
You don't so need JC's to high-five yourself.
JC's competitive. He walks out there, and in two takes, JC gets a super solid photo as it's falling down to the ground.
I'll post it.
It's great.
So it's basically the phone just floating, and you could definitely see it floating, and me with my hands out in the air.
The phone's floating, but you're not high-fiving yourself.
I've seen some where they're not high-fiving. No, they're just doing cool poses.
No, you're supposed to high-five yourself.
What difference does it make?
Exactly. Thank you, Al.
He's a trendsetter.
Right, Kelly.
Like this.
You can't high-five.
That's clapping. That's clapping.
High-fiving yourself is clapping.
This is it. High-five yourself. No. That was the goal of it.
The coolest ones I've seen are ones where the phone is just floating there by itself with no person in it.
Yeah.
I've seen one where there's a guy doing, like, he's running away from the phone, but the phone's just chilling there.
And behind him? That'd be cool.
In front of him. So he's running away from the phone.
We have one of those environments where the guys start, I mean, every guy was back there trying to drop his phone and take a picture. You guys get so competitive with each other.
Did anybody break their phone?
No. I had a blanket. It was a cute little soft cushiony blanket that my phone was landing on. It was all intricate and it executed well.
And Justin's
well.
All mad because I think JC got the better photo.
I'll post it.
No, it wasn't even. No, he didn't do the challenge. It doesn't make sense.
I'm gonna post it right now on Twitter.
It doesn't matter. It's great. No, I don't think.
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. If I wanted to do a pose and look cool like that, I could. It's so easy, and it just takes like three pictures to do.
Justin, you were cheating because I caught you doing video, and then you're just gonna take a
still
shot of it.
Well, also you had the timer on your phone, which took like 10 pictures at one time, which is basically like taking a video.
No, it only took one picture.
No, it went through the.
You can have my phone at that time. Okay. I didn't cheat.
Isn't it just a means to an end? Isn't it just all about the photo anyway?
I guess it's all about the photo, but it was a challenge. I don't think JC did it.
Well, I just posted it if you want to go look at it. Are you going to post yours, Justin?
Yeah, I'm going to post mine too. And it's the actual thing where you're supposed to high-five yourself. I don't get it. You can't get off easy, JC.
Doesn't make a much difference.
How much do you make an hour?
I don't know.
Part-time.
How much did you make for that hour that you've been out there doing that?
I don't know.
I'm just curious. You're part-time. You get paid hourly. I want to know how much you make in an hour.
Yeah, you might want to get an hour back to the
company. Well, maybe he wants to know how much you make an hour,
Jenna.
Jenna?
I'm salaried, so I'd have to break down the math. I don't know.
Ooh, look at that brag right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm so salaried, which also means we don't get paid for extra time.
You know, I was doing it for an experiment, for research on why this trend is so popular.
I'm not hating on you doing it. I just feel like JC got a better one.
I did, for research, I was trying to get this photo down.
What did you learn?
I found that it's very complicated and very addicting to get a good picture of the goal. Unlike JC, who took three pictures, gave up, and was fine with,
and he's salaried. Well done, JC.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You didn't even high-five yourself. That's lame.
Uh-oh.
Funny you bring up the Justin thing.
What?
Breaking news.
Oh.
What happened?
Breaking news from the Justin part-time world.
Yes.
What?
You will now refer to Justin.
What?
Formerly part-time Justin as full-time Justin.
He's like, what?
He's like, do you know this?
Congratulations.
Wait, buddy. What?
You're full-time,
what?
Justin. Stop screaming, Justin.
Wait, no, stop screaming, or you're gonna go back to part time.
Normally in a business,
palms are so sweaty right now. Justin, I'm trying to hold it in.
My name's gotta change. People.
What are you gonna do about your Instagram?
Oh my god! Oh,
you gotta
I gotta change my name.
You're part time Justin forever.
Full time Justin.
Yeah, we'll still call you part time Justin.
What?
Just to hedge our bet.
So wait, he can't do his part time bits anymore.
You gotta do full time bits.
Full time job.
You gotta go work 8 hours
need
now.
Need another job.
Yeah.
Now he's full time.
Yeah.
Gosh, so how much?
Oh my god! I gotta call my mom. Let her know.
Yeah.
I gotta put.
That's your first phone call.
Oh yes, my mom. I gotta let her know. She'd be so proud.
Where's your phone at?
Call her, JC.
Okay.
Yeah, call her.
No, you just broke your phone trying to do that challenge.
Yeah, call her on speakerphone and let's see.
Okay, I'll call her right now.
Is she listening?
You made me get teary-eyed.
Oh,
are you excited?
Yes.
What do you think it was that did it for you? Do you have any idea if you had to put your finger on it?
It was probably me trying to do the best I could to take that picture. You know, I never gave up.
I never did.
And I finally got it. And it was really hard.
See, Justin, you battled from internship to part-time to this.
To full-time.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. This is so nice.
Is your mom going to answer?
I don't think I'll be that broke anymore.
Oh, well.
Okay. I gotta learn how to budget and save.
You're still on radio.
Still right here, dude. Yeah.
My mom's a teacher, so she's probably in class, but knowing the teacher she is, she'll probably answer the phone.
It is Columbus Day.
Oh.
You have reached the voicemail.
Hey, you hang up that, but we don't want to give away your mom's phone number unless you want guys calling her.
No. Oh, man, I got to text her. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Who else do I thank?
Yeah, it's all JC.
Well, it wasn't me. It was George.
Oh, man. Okay.
Go hug George.
Yes. So, and I got to write a thank you card.
So what are you bringing tomorrow full-time, Justin?
If I were, If I am, I'll bring cinnamon rolls.
That's
celebrate.
Cinnamon rolls.
What about a bit?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, so the bit that I had tomorrow,
it's called
Quit Stalling. And I talked to I talked to the people in the stall next to me.
At the guys, that's a no no. Yes. That's a
I know. Guys don't talk to each other.
I even remember I did this. Like, we never.
And
make,
I did it. We both done it.
Yeah. Oh, this is awesome.
This is the unwritten rule in a guy's bathroom where you are not allowed to go next to the guy that's already going number one. Yeah. You got to have a stall in between. You went right next.
No, this is not the urinal, the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh, number two. That's one out there.
I did that. Yeah. But I'm glad you did it. No.
I had conversations with them, talked about everything that's going on in the world.
Because they're stuck there. They can't go anywhere.
No, they can't. And they were really nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Let me eat my last little cheese string here.
Oh. You've already crushed two of those?
Yeah.
He's on number three. Oh, to help him go number two.
My mom's calling me.
Oh, answer it and tell her.
Okay.
Oh.
Mom!
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I just got promoted to full-time on the show!
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
You're on air, Mom!
I'm on air?
Yeah, yes, right now!
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm so proud of you, Bubba.
Oh, I love you, Mom.
I knew you were going to do it. I knew it.
Oh, yay! I love you so much. I'm excited. I'm so excited to celebrate with you.
Yeah, me too. I'll be there. You know I'm going to be coming.
Yes.
He's buying dinner, Mom, because he's full-time now.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so happy for you, baby.
We'll have mimosas. Aww. I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Bella.
Bye, Mom. Bye. Oh, she's so cute.
She sounds so young. Yeah,
how old's your mom? 12?
How old's your mom?
She's 12. She's 44?
20.
Oh, don't give away her age on air, man.
Why not? She's never embarrassed about her age. She's honest about it.
Well, congratulations, Justin. You earned it. You worked hard.
Oh, see?
Oh, look at that.
And we still want cininnamon rolls tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good
cinnamon rolls.
Pumpkin spice.
You
don't stop doing your other good stuff.
Flavored
pumpkin spice, yes.
And I love your mom.
She's on it.
Look at your mom.
That's
all
my
excited
mom.
For you.
She's so sweet.
Is she a part-time mom or full-time mom?
She's a full-time mom. Okay. Yeah. But she's a teacher as well.
Okay.
So
I was asking because he's been a part-time dad for years.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.